Hello, brothers and sisters and Heart Dwellers family. The Lord is calling us to consecrate days of fasting and prayer again, now for our nation, specifically New York City. At a Pull the Rhema the day before, Proverbs 14, verse 32, when calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous seek refuge in God. And at the bottom it said, pray against a national event. Then I had a dream the following night, where I saw SWAT team officers in some building, coming towards a wall. They had guns loaded and pointing. They began shooting at the wall, and I could see inside the walls were also men, six or seven of them, also in SWAT militant uniforms, shooting back at them. The wall crumbled, revealing the men. They were fighting, and those inside the wall died, and all fell on the floor. Then the scene changed to a man in a SWAT militant uniform with his face uncovered, being escorted by the police, also in SWAT uniform, walking down some steps outside. He was smirking. I then had a knowing that he had planned a bomb, and he was the main culprit. However, he had six or seven people he had used as puppets to do the dirty work. Those were the ones who had died. I felt as though the bomb did go off, but it didn't do nearly as much damage as they intended because they were captured. I just found it weird. They were all wearing the same uniform, yet fighting each other. I could only tell who the bad guys were in the dream by the knowing of the Holy Spirit, who gave me understanding. Then the second half of the dream, I was in a room, a hospital room of some kind, and I saw on a chair this clear capsule with clear liquid inside. I had a knowing that it was a plasma capsule. Was pretty big, the size of an infant baby, and was in a chair on top of some soft cloth that was holding it. A man with a doctor's garment was sitting close to it. I then saw a TV screen explaining to me what the capsule was and the benefit of it. It was something that would be planted or inserted in the body and could expand. One of the benefits was that it could retain more pee, so people wouldn't have to go to the bathroom as often. I thought that was weird. And then I had a knowing that they were trying to encourage everyone to take this capsule or have it inserted in their body, and that this was a new world order initiative to condition people for the mark. More scenes happened in the dream, but that was the most relevant. I then felt led to pull a rhema, and one said, Jeremiah 36, Baruch, the scribe of Jeremiah, consecrate a fast for the repentance of the nation and declare my word. Immediately I knew it was about the dream, and it was from the Lord and very serious. So after receiving Holy Communion, I began writing. Good morning, Lord, what's on your heart? You gave me a rhema to consecrate a fast and declare repentance for our nation. It's a dream you gave me. Is it then a warning? Jesus began, my beloved one, I know you've been hurting. Come and rest your right head on my heart. Jesus is so sweet and tender. Although I was coming to him with the concern of the dream, he was rather concerned with the pain in my heart. There's been a soul who has been a bit difficult with some of the Lord's directives I've given them, which caused me to doubt what the Lord is telling me to do, and also saddened by their attitude, amongst other crosses I've been carrying, and just trying to persevere through it all. However, Jesus being in my heart knows the pain it has caused and is addressing that first, like the good God he is. You have been carrying various crosses that I have permitted. I'm here to strengthen you, beloved, as you continue to bear this cross manfully. Do not give up. All your sacrifice, all your tears, and all the oppression you have endured for love of me is bearing much fruit. No longer question yourself with the directives I give you for a soul. I will continue to affirm your motherhood over and over again to those who I've entrusted under your care. They will come to respect and honor my leading through you, beloved. Don't allow the devils to berate you any longer with lies or insecurity concerning whom I've called you to be. You are called to call people to holiness, and that is one of your many missions. And without holiness, no man shall see God. Hebrews 12, verse 14. I'm calling those who follow you much, much higher in virtue and integrity. It may seem I'm being firm, but I am to ensure their soul is of pristine purity and clean before me. They may not understand it, but they will in time. Holiness has been neglected in this generation, and not even taught. I will use your life to showcase that, and make all to see the very sins within their lives that displease me, that is dismissed as nothing, and their entire misery of who they really are, so they can trust in my mercy. So don't worry, my beloved one. I'm with you and standing beside you. I am pleased with your decisions to follow me, even when it's difficult. I am your spouse, and we're doing this together. Thank you, Lord, for your kind words. I love you, Jesus. You need to hear that, beloved. I want to give you peace so you can begin to move forward. Lord, the past couple of days, well, actually, it seems the whole week, I've been hit with exhaustion I can't explain. When I've been tired before, I've been able to persevere. But it's like I can't. It's a sleepiness and utter exhaustion I can't explain. Is this a suffering, or is this an assignment from the devils? Jesus responded, "It's both, beloved. The enemy has been banking on the fact you would give in to these feelings of tiredness to hinder you from the work and tasks I've given you to do. I have permitted it as a suffering, so you can offer it to me, beloved. But my grace is sufficient for you in your weakness. So rather than give in, beloved, call upon me. Ask me for the grace and push forward in the task before you, so you don't give in to your flesh any longer. Oh Lord, forgive me and please help me." Jesus continued, "I am here to do just that. Now concerning the state of your nation, it is so very bleak, beloved. That is a portion of what Father Ezekiel and the community's sufferings have been for. I desire to adhere to my people's request and forestall World War III. But it looks so very dark, beloved. We are in need of more prayers and fast offerings. The intel you all have received concerning New York is accurate. That is the city, or should I say, the stage, that we used to incite an attack and start World War III. The dream I gave you was to confirm the false flag they now have planned. Do not be mistaken. New York City is slated for destruction. That is a pronounced judgment that cannot be changed, but the timing can. What they intend to do is to cause a bomb to go off and blame it on their enemies, but the enemies within. Hence in the dream, both sides had on the same militant uniform, yet playing against each other and even killing one another, sacrificing a few to gain power and control over the whole world. My beloved brides, Satan and his servants are impatient and are anticipating their long-awaited reign, so they will do anything before the appointed time to incite war. Please, I need you yet again to pray like never before, so this is mitigated, and the culprits planning this would be caught instead. America is in the throes, on a thin line between life of this nation and death of this nation. I need my people who are called by my name to pray, consecrate a fast, and repent for the sins of the nation, the sins of my church, and personal sins as well. Cry out on behalf of those who are still promoting abortion, sexual morality, pedophilia, sex trafficking, corruption, bribery, and money laundering. Cry out to me for the sins of the church, of gossip, jealousy, coveting, posturing, favoritism, love of money and love of the world, and so much more. Cry out to me in repentance for your own sins. Ask me to expose the hidden secrets, motives, and actions of your heart that grieve me, and I will show you. Get your children to pray alongside you and ask for mercy for your family, yourselves, and this nation. You are in a pivotal hour, and so much can change if my people would repent and pray. You have been given authority over your governments, and have been given commission to pray for them. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Your prayers changes things, and so much has been delayed because of them. My desire is to minimize this planned attack, so it doesn't incite World War III. but rather expose the wickedness of your governments and the truth of this stage attack. Pray for many to awaken so they don't fall for it like so many did with the 9/11 attack, which is plotted and executed by your very own president and leaders in the nation. The wickedness of man and the cry of the little ones have come up to the Father's nostrils to bring judgment upon your land. But I stand at his right side to intercede on your behalf. My brides, intercede with me seriously and fervently. Wow, Lord. Okay. May I ask, what about the plasma capsules I saw? What is that about? This is something that will come out in the near future, beloved, as they're making headway to temper more and more with the human body in any way they can. The more people give themselves over to trusting their bodies to the government, the more they will take advantage of providing them all manner of shots, medications, and even gadgets to prepare and condition mankind for the mark of the beast. Pray against these things. At the appointed time, more understanding will be given to you concerning this capsule. For now, my people, fast and pray. Cry out in repentance for your nation. Pray that this false flag attack would be mitigated and exposed so as to not incite war until the appointed time. And that was the end of Jesus' message. I went to Bible Promises to confirm this message and I got Holy Spirit. Wow. And the Lord then gave me the fast we're to do for this intention starting Monday, August 1st. We're to consecrate ourselves for 7 days, eating only rice and drinking water. For those who are unable to fast in this way, give to Jesus what you can. He will be grateful. And for those who are able to, let's all come together to really offer this fast seriously before God, bombarding heaven to have mercy upon our nation, mercy upon New York City until the appointed time, and that the plans of the wicked will be thwarted and exposed. Mother Elizabeth is given a beautiful prayer by the Lord, and I will include that every day at 3 p.m. in conjunction with the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Let's get back into battle, soldiers. The Lord is calling us.